In the beginning, the universe was created.
This has made a lot of people very angry and been widely regarded as a bad move.
Insert noise.
You interest me.
Bogons are one of the most unpleasant races in the galaxy. Not evil, but bad-tempered, bureaucratic, officious, and callous. They wouldn't even lift a finger to save their own grandmothers from the ravenous bug-blatter beast of Trall without orders. Signed certificates, sent in, sent back, queried, lost, found, subjected to public inquiry, lost again, and finally buried in soft peat for 3 months and recycled as firelighters.
Earl Freckles, Grunt Buckley, thy victuations are to me as curdled gaffles blotting my inner nerves. Gru, I implore thee, my hooting and curling groans, and hooks as they dangle me with crinkly spindle worms. For otherwise, I will rend thee in the goggle wart with my burgle country. See if I don't.
North with crumples the saddest tune, I rattling on a sorry moon. How wail and mourn, dear poor doom, the desperate front of crumples. Ah, brother Grinch, I see you there, bring your hole behind the chair. Good jumpers then, see if I care. Your scuttle lumps you will not share. The plums will fall to me. Oh, God, intruder, why trouble comes to me? How I wish that one could rest or fall into my
knees.
Way to get a drink out of a Bogon is stick your finger down his throat.
Well, hi kids. Welcome to another episode of Insert Noise here. Episode 42, entitled The Erotic Misadventures of Don T. Panic. Now, as you'll probably figure out, this is the Douglas Adams flavored episode. Lots of clips, lots of songs, a little bit of talking like this. Hope you enjoy.
What is this great task for which I, Deep Thought, the second greatest computer in the universe of time and space, have been called into existence?
I think you ought to know I'm feeling very depressed.
Guys, I'm delighted to tell you that there are two thermonuclear missiles heading right for us. If you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and take evasive action.
We have normality. I repeat, we have normality. Anything you still can't cope with is therefore your own problem. Please relax.
Wow. Where are we?
Exactly where we were.
And the missiles?
Apparently they've turned into a bowl of petunias. And a very surprised looking whale.
At a probability factor of 8,767,128 to 1 against.
We have no normality.
Normality, right.
We can talk about normality till the cows come home.
What is normal?
What's wrong?
What are cows?
Well, we're coming to you. There's still no normality.
It is important to note that suddenly, and against all probability, a sperm whale had been called into existence several miles above the surface of an alien planet. And since this is not a naturally tenable position for a whale, this innocent creature had very little time to come to terms with its identity. This is what it thought as it fell.
Who am I? Why am I here? What's my purpose in life? What do I mean by who am I? Okay, calm down, get a grip now. Ooh, this is an interesting sensation. What is it? It's a sort of a tingling in my... Well, I just was a bit of soft, funny name for things. Let's call it, a tail. Yeah, tail. And hey, what's this roaring sound? Whooshing past what I'm suddenly gonna call my head. Wind. Is that a good name? That'll do. Yay, this is really exciting. I'm dizzy with anticipation. Or is it the wind? There's an awful lot of that now, isn't it? And what's this thing coming towards me very fast? So big and flat and round, it needs a big wide sounding name like... Ow! Ow! Ground! Ground! That's it! Ground! I wonder if it'll be friends with me. Hello, ground!
curiously, the only thing that went through the mind of the bowl of petunias as it fell was, oh no, not again.
The motto stands, or rather stood, in 3 mile high.
Exploded, and a particular piece of blackness was a furious smoke of hell.
President Hudson.
included everything from which the favorite day of the week, to whether or not upon Damascus Tricia had savaged her more than somewhat, not on the grounds of whether or not the stories about the president were true. He threw his shoulders back, let his arms drop, he gazed upward and let himself be drawn loosely higher and higher and higher. He rose, he gripped, he clambered, he panted a little. This was all a little stressful. He held tightly on the ledge as he sat. He wasn't certain of this was to prevent himself from falling down off the rising above. Ford hurdled himself at the door of the editor-in-chief. Tucked himself into a tight ball with a frame splinter. Why, for instance, replace a perfectly serviceable act? The first thing Arthur then had to do, he realized. He was braiding himself alive. Well, you showed up a random gesture, helplessly off into the distance. I see still infinite in his extent, but at least we're going home on the tri-dimensional matrix.
Good! No!
With a start of fear, it would be hard to say which he was more frightened of. That he might have hurt the person he had inadvertently sat on.
Insert noise.
Welcome to the starship Heart of Gold. Please do not be alarmed by anything you see or hear around you. You are bound to feel some initial ill effects as you have been rescued from certain death at an immobility level of 2 to the power of 267,709 to 1 against. Now cruising at a level of 2 to the power of 25,000 to 1 against and falling, and will be restoring the party as soon as we are sure what is happening.
Kuwait, a member of the Arab League, a member of the United Nations.
Probability drive is a wonderful new method of crossing interstellar distances in a few seconds without all that tedious mucking about in hyperspace. As the improbability drive reaches infinite improbability, it passes through every conceivable point in every conceivable universe almost simultaneously. In other words, you're never sure where you'll end up or even what species you'll be when you get there. It's therefore important to dress accordingly. The infinite improbability drive was invented following research into finite improbability, which was often used to break the ice at parties by making all the molecules in the hostess's undergarments leap simultaneously 1 foot to the left in accordance with the theory of indeterminacy. Many respectable physicists said they weren't going to stand for that sort of thing, partly because it was a debasement of science, but mostly because they didn't get invited to those sort of parties.
Oh dear, I think you'll find reality is on the blink again.
life is small, yellow, leech-like, and probably the oddest thing in the universe. It feeds on brainwave energy, absorbing all unconscious frequencies and then excreting telepathically a matrix formed from the conscious frequencies and nerve signals picked up from the speech centers of the brain. The practical upshot of which is that if you stick one in your ear, you instantly understand anything said to you in any form of language. The speech you hear decodes the brainwave matrix. Now, it is such a bizarrely improbable coincidence that anything so mind-bogglingly useful could evolve purely by chance that many thinkers have chosen to see it as a final and clinching proof of the non-existence of God. The argument runs something like this. I refuse to prove that I exist, says God, for proof denies faith, and without faith I am nothing. But, says man, the Babel fish is a dead giveaway, isn't it? It proves you exist, and so therefore you don't. QED. Oh dear, says God, I hadn't thought of that. And promptly vanishes in a puff of logic. Oh, that was easy, says man. And for an encore, he goes on to prove that black is white and gets killed on the next zebra crossing. Most leading theologians claim that this argument is a load of dingo's kidneys. But this didn't stop Ulad Kalufin making a small fortune when he used it as the central theme for his best-selling book. Well, that about wraps it up for God. Meanwhile, the poor Babel fish, by effectively removing all barriers to communications between different cultures and races, has caused more and bloodier wars than anything else in the history of creation.
Encyclopedia Galactica describes alcohol as a colorless, volatile liquid formed by the fermentation of sugars. and also notes its intoxicating effect on certain carbon-based life forms. Smashed out with a slice of lemon wrapped round a large gold brick. Which planets the best pan-galactic gargle blasters are mixed, how much you can expect to pay for one, and what voluntary organizations exist to help you rehabilitate. The Encyclopedia Galactica defines a robot as a mechanical apparatus designed to do the work of a man. Marketing division of the Sirius Cybernetics Corporation defines a robot as your plastic pal who's fun to be with. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy defines the marketing division of the Sirius Cybernetics Corporation as a bunch of mindless jerks who will be the first against the wall when the revolution comes.
I did not to be made. I did not to be made. I did not to be made.
For all the fish.
And so the universe ended.